for just taking us to another level in you. I thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes allowed us to be here on this call this morning. Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, you just touch the speaker as he comes forward today to give us a message straight from the throne room. Lord, we know that you are in control and only you are in control. So we surrender and submit it all to you, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, we are so glad that you have joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. I'm going to move out of the way and turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ty. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning. Morning, and thank you, Minister Ty, for greeting every one of us this morning and starting our day off with that powerful prayer and that powerful tag, take it to the Lord. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I am welcoming each and every one of you to the call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, is super fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So we have a website where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of every one of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you can go and hear any message that's been placed on this website since the onset of this call. And our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Kai, so wonderfully done this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share. You may even have a praise report or prayer request, but please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together is this phenomenal company called Artist Light, which was established as Artist International over 28 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. It is the common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products this side of heaven, as Minister Brenda Terrell would say, to help keep the world, help the world to become healthier and wealthier, and it changes lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call. And they would love to share or answer any questions that you may have about the company and its products. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the calls, live, or calling on the playbacks? There's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. You want to follow the prompts and you will be joined in at the call. And again, that is at no charge. So share this information for those that would like to join us on this call, members of your team. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday, and it's conducted by a team of great, great leaders in Artist Life, providing vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And today is Leadership Tuesday. So join in today and at 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Join in for Leadership Tuesday. Now, you still have a few more days to get ready for the fantastic Artist Life Regional Conference in Houston, Texas at the Marriott South at the Hobby on July the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Please get your registration for your hotel, the conference, and make your airline reservations. You won't regret being there. There's going to be such great information, such great fellowship. And on Sunday, July the 9th, there is a phenomenal anointed speaker that's going to deliver the word at the 9 a.m. service, Central Standard Time, in the person of Minister Bird. So please, Minister Edith Bird will be delivering that message on Sunday at 9 o'clock. So please plan to be there to receive your blessings. And right now, I am going to get out of the word and bring to you our speaker. And our speaker this morning is no stranger to this call. Our speaker is a baptized, born-again believer, and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is the senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Oncourse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. He officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Apartment Complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron. That's led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and his community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, and is the president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. He's been married for over 20 years to his lovely wife, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And I tell you, this is a young man that studies the word, believes the word, he hears the word, he's a doer of the word, and he is also a sharer of the word. So right now, I'd like to bring to you our speaker of the morning is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead and take the platform.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for that warm introduction. And Minister Kai for greeting. Just good morning to the Master's Call. We thank God for Dr. Well, let me get quiet here. But very quickly, I want you to meet a brother right quick. His name is Andy from Williams Heating and Cooling. And he's here to work on my heating. He's going to go up my air conditioning going, and I'm going to ask him to say hello to the Master's Call right quick. Hello, Satan.
Hello.
Amen. So we're about ready to get into our message. We want to give honor to the callers that's on the call, and thank God for you being here. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he is yet doing. God bless you all. Thank you for being here. And thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Robertson, the founder, making this call available. Praise God. So I just thank God for you. I want to invite your attention to the gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 31st verse, and we're looking at the New Century translation, the New Century version. And we find these words, John chapter 8, starting verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you continue to obey my teaching, you are truly my followers. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The Jews answered, we are Abraham's children, and we have never been slaves. So why do you say that we will be free? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. Every one who lives in sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not stay with the family forever, but a son belongs to the family forever. So if the son makes you free, then you will be truly free. I know you are Abraham's children, but you want to kill me because you don't accept my teaching. I am telling you what my father has shown me, but you do what your father has told you. The answer, our father is Abraham. Jesus said, if you were really Abraham's children, you would do the things that Abraham had did. I am a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God, but you are trying to kill me. Abraham did nothing like that. So you are doing the things that your own father did. But you said, we are not like children who never knew who their father was. God is our father. He is the only father we have. Jesus said to them, if God were really your father, you would love me. I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come by my own authority. God sent me. You don't understand what I say because you cannot accept my teaching. Your father is the devil. You belong to him and want to do what he wants. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was against the truth because there is no truth in him. He is a liar, and he is like the lies he tells. He is the father of lies, but I speak the truth. That is why you don't believe me. Can any of you prove that I am guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God accepts what God says, but you don't accept what God says because you don't belong to God. Well, praise God. That's enough for right now. What we're going to talk about, freedom in Christ, freedom in Christ. Yes, we're about to celebrate Declaration of Independence and praise God for the freedom we have in the U.S. of A. And back in 1776, there was a declaration made that they was beginning a new style, a new way of living under the umbrella of U.S. of A., separated from Great Britain in the war they had. They realized that that wasn't the way they wanted to continue living, so they had to do what they had to do and break away from Great Britain. And now they found it in U.S. of A. of 1776. So looking at the new life that people back in those days had by moving into the new arena, should I say, of U.S. of A., we are free and we have a new life today because we are in Christ. Come on, somebody. We are no longer in bondage. We no longer have to sin. I know we a lot of people say we just sin and saved by grace, but we are saints. Come on, somebody. Amen. From the blood of Calvary. It's the blood, redemption power of the blood that made us free. Yes, we thank God for the blood that was shed back in the days that were in the war. Amen. That declared, amen, that we are new in the U.S. of A. Amen. But this blood I'm talking about is the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. So, my brothers and sisters, we are now free. We are free in Christ. And they didn't believe. They didn't understand they were Jews. But they had a religion, but they didn't have a relationship with God. They thought they had it going on, but they did not have it going on because they did not really truly know who God was or who God is. Amen. There was somebody else you may have heard about called Nicodemus. Oh, yeah, Nick. Nick thought he had it going on. He had to see who Jesus was by night. He said, look here, Jesus, I know you didn't come here. Amen. It's just something about you, something supernatural about you coming here. And I want you to understand that I want to get to know this thing. What is it? Let's just share this. There was a man in Nicodemus who was, John chapter 3, was one of the Pharisees. He was an important Jewish leader. One night Nicodemus came to Jesus. He said, teacher, we know that you are a teacher sent from God. No one can do the miracles you do it unless God is with him. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, unless one is born again, he cannot be in God's kingdom. Nicodemus said, but if a man is already old, how can he be born again? He cannot enter his mother's body again. So how can he be born a second time? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, unless one is born from water and the Spirit, he cannot enter God's kingdom. A person's body is born from his human parents. Mm-hmm. But a person's spiritual life is born from the Spirit. Don't be surprised when I tell you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wants to go. You hear the wind blow, but you don't know where the wind comes from or where it's going. It is the same with every person who is born from the Spirit. Nicodemus asked, how can all these be possible? You say, you are an important teacher in Israel, but you still don't understand these things. I tell you the truth. We talk about what we know. We tell about what we have seen, but you don't accept what we tell you. I have told you about things here on earth, but you do not believe me. So surely you would not believe me if I tell you about the things of heaven. Only one who has ever gone up to heaven is the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Amen. So Nick didn't understand. As smart as he was, he couldn't understand how could this thing be. It's a spiritual birth. We are spirit beings. We have a soul, but we live in this body. It's so important to understand who we are. Amen. We are, amen, precious in the sight of God. Amen. We are somebody in Christ because of what Christ did on Calvary. Christ, amen, hung there. He bled and he died. Amen. So it's something about knowing that we are new in Christ. Amen. We are no longer in bondage. Amen. We have a new life in Christ. And God is still, amen, working on us. We have yet to be complete. Amen. We are still work in progress. Amen. And we have to understand that God is still on the throne. Amen. We have a new life in him. Life cannot be life, amen, real life, unless we understand that there is a spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit lives within us. Amen. And gives us the power to live the life, amen, that he wants us to live. Amen. We cannot make this, amen, in this planet we call Earth unless we move up a level higher than who we are. In the flesh, we are spirit beings, my brothers and sisters. Amen. So we have to know who we are in Christ. Yes, this is a new life in Christ. Well, Paul, what do you got to say about this? Paul, come on here. Let's see what you got to say. Well, Paul said, well, turn to Romans chapter 12. Let me help you a little bit. So Paul took us to Romans chapter 12. He said, look what I got to say. He said, so, brothers, since God has shown us great mercy, I beg you to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to him. This is a spiritual way for you to worship. Do not change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants you or wants for you, and you will be able to know what is good and pleasing to God. Is what is perfect. Amen. So Paul said, now look, you are a new creature. In fact, he even said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lived in me. Like that I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is a new life, y'all. And then Paul went on and said, well, check out Colossians chapter 3. Paul said, check this out. He said, look, you were raised from death with Christ, so aim at what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Think only about the things in heaven, not the things on earth. Your old sinful self has died, and your new life is kept with Christ in God. Christ is your life. When he comes again, you will share in his glory. So put all evil things out of your life, sexual sinning, doing evil, letting evil thoughts control you, wanting things that the evil and always selfishly wanting more and more. This really means living to serve a false god. these things made God angry. In your evil life in the past, you also did these things. But now put these things out of your life, anger, bad temper, doing or saying things to hurt others, and using evil words when you talk. Do not lie to each other. You have left your old sinful life and the things you did before. You have begun to live the new life. In your new life, you are being made new. You are becoming like the one who made you. This new life brings you the true knowledge of God. In the new life, there is no difference between Greeks and Jews. There is no difference between those who are circumcised and those who are not circumcised, or people that are foreigners or Scythians. There is no difference between slaves and free people, but Christ is in all believers, and Christ is all that is important. God has chosen you and made you his holy people. He loves you. So always do these things. Show mercy to others. Be kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Do not be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If someone does wrong to you, then forgive him. Forgive each other because the Lord forgave you. Do all these things, but most important, love each other. Love is what holds you all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of that Christ gives control your thinking. You are all called together in one body to have peace. Always be thankful. Let the teaching of Christ live in you richly. Use all wisdom to teach and strengthen each other. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Everything you say and everything you do should all be done for Jesus your Lord. And all you do, give thanks to God the Father through Jesus. So, my brother, sister, this is a new life. Praise God. We are, yes, on planet Earth, but our home is in heaven. Amen. So we are, yes, heaven bound, but we can receive a little heavenly, amen, blessings while we're here on planet Earth. So God, just tell me to remind you, you don't have to wait till tomorrow to celebrate. Yeah, I know you're getting ready, getting barbecue ready and all that good stuff, but the celebration is in the spirit as well. Amen, amen. So we are spirit beings celebrating, amen, that we have a new life, and this new life is in Christ. Come on, somebody. We are a new creation. We are new creations. Amen. We are new in Christ. God bless you. May God smile upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Jackie. God bless you. That's it for now.
Can you hear me?
I'm done. That's it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear real good.
Okay. Well, thank you for that powerful message this morning, and I will be calling you back briefly after our prayer and a few brief announcements. And right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer to cover our prayer requests for this week. God, we thank you for this day, for this is such a beautiful day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We give you thanks, God, for allowing us to be a part of this day, for waking us up this morning, God, and being with us each and every moment of our life. We thank you for the speaker this morning and the word that he brought forth, letting us know that we are free in you and that with you we can do all things. God, we thank you because you are such a wonderful God. You have sent such phenomenal speakers to come down and deliver the word. And we thank you for your representative this morning and how he has delivered such a word to us this morning, and for his magnificent works that he does on a daily basis. He is not just a doer of the word, God, but he is a sharer of your word so that we can share and glean from his knowledge. And we thank you. We ask you pour back into him the virtues that he poured out to us this morning. Continue to strengthen him and enrich him, so that he would be the warrior that you have called him to be, the husband that you have called him to be. God, we thank you for each and every person on this call. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. T.K. Roberts, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you for their yes and being obedient to you, God, not only starting this call, but to share with us, to encourage each and every one of us, and to keep us uplifted in your word. We thank you for Artists International, now known as Artist Life. We thank you for this company that is God-blessed and anointed. We thank you for the products and how that appointment with Artist truly changed each and every one of our lives, enriching us in a healthy way and also helping us in a wealthy way. God, we thank you for each and every caller that has called in and requested prayer for not only themselves, but family members and friends that are experiencing sickness in their bodies. God, we know that you are a healer. You are the ultimate healer, and that you can do nothing but fail. You said in your word that by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing on that word this morning. And we thank you. We thank you for your peace and your understanding that you bring to us in that hour of time when we really need you, Lord, when our world seems so empty as we have to sit our family members, Lord, that have passed on. As we deal with this issue, God, we thank you because you are an uplifting God and you can bring peace to our souls. We thank you for each and every caller on the line this morning, that they would get up each morning to hear a Rhema word from you. We ask that you continually to cover those prayer requests, continually to cover the ones that were spoken and unspoken, and that you shall continually lift us up and let us know that we are free in you, because whom the Lord has set free is free indeed, and we are free to worship you, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. And we cover this prayer in your blood. Amen and amen. Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you again for joining the call this morning. And I'd like to also thank Pastor Thomas for that word this morning. And if you would like to hear that word again, you can go to our playback. And that playback is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And please, don't forget about the Artist Regional Conference being held this weekend, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in the Marriott South in Houston, Texas Hobby. Please plan to be there for a glorious time, not only in Artist, but a wonderful heavenly time in the Lord. On Sunday, July the 8th, where our own Minister Edith Bird will be delivering the word from on high. So please plan to be there. And please join us immediately following this call for the new Morning Motivational Call, which today is Leadership Tuesday. Leadership Tuesday. And our presidents will give you some wonderful, wonderful instructions on how to grow your business. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. So thank you again, Minister Ty, for greeting and seating us this morning with Take It to the Lord Tuesday. And thank you, Minister Thomas, for your wonderful, wonderful words this morning, letting us know that we are free in Christ. So would you please come forward? And thank you, Andy, for your work on Minister Thomas's air conditioning as we are experiencing abnormal heat in this region, to keeping him cool. We thank you as well. So, Minister Thomas, would you please come back and give us our closing benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you his kindness. May he have mercy on you. May the Lord watch over you and give you peace, the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.